لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم وكان الله سميعا عليما.
Allah does not like evil statements to be made public. He dislikes that and warns against it. However, if a person is wronged, he may mention the evil in order to complain against the guilty party, to call against him, and to retaliate with similar words. In this case, too, it is better for the one who was wronged to be patient and not to disclose the matter. Allah hears your statements and knows your intentions, so be careful of saying or intending anything evil.
إن تبدوا خيرا أو تخفوه أو تعفو عن سوء فإن الله كان عفوا قديرا.
If you expose or hide a good statement or action, or if you pardon the person who does bad to you, Allah is forgiving and powerful. So let forgiveness be part of your character in order that Allah forgives you.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَيَقُولُونَ نُؤْمِنُ بِبَعْضٍ وَنَكْفُرُ بِبَعْضٍ وَيَقُولُونَ نُؤْمِنُ بِبَعْضٍ وَنَكْفُرُ بِبَعْضٍ وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يَتَّخِذُوا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا.
Those who disbelieve in Allah and His messengers, and who want to make a distinction between Allah and His messengers by believing in Allah yet rejecting His messengers by saying, "We accept some messengers and reject others." And they want to take a path between disbelief and belief, thinking that this will save them.
أولئك هم الكافرون حقا وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا.
Those who follow such a stance as regards their faith are in fact disbelievers. For disbelieving in some of the messengers is similar to disbelief in Allah and all His messengers. Allah has prepared a humiliating punishment for all disbelievers on the Day of Rising as a just recompense for their deliberate refusal to follow the faith as required of them. After Allah mentioned the punishments of the disbelievers, He mentions the reward of the believers in the following verse.
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَلَمْ يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ أُولَئِكَ سَوْفَ يُؤْتِيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا.
Those who believe in Allah, declare His oneness, do not associate any partner with Him, accept all of His messengers and do not make a distinction between any of them as the disbelievers do. Allah will give such people a great reward for their faith and good actions. Allah is forgiving and merciful towards the servant who repents to Him.
يَسْأَلُكَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ أَن تُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْهِمْ كِتَابًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فَقَدْ سَأَلُوا مُوسَىٰ أَكْبَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ فَقَالُوا أَرِنَا اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ بِظُلْمِهِمْ ثُمَّ اتَّخَذُوا الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتُ فَعَفَوْنَا عَنْ ذَلِكَ وَآتَيْنَا مُوسَى سُلْطَانًا مُبِينًا.
The Jews ask you, O Messenger, to bring down to them at once a book from the heaven, as it occurred with Moses, to prove your truthfulness. Do not be surprised at them, as their predecessors had asked Moses for something much greater when they asked him to show them Allah openly. As a consequence for what they said, they were seized by a thunderbolt. Then Allah brought them back to life, and they went on to worship the calf instead of Allah after the clear proofs came to them, indicating Allah's oneness and Him being the only one worthy of worship. Then He forgave them and gave Moses clear evidence against His people.
وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَهُمُ الطُّورَ بِمِيثَاقِهِمْ وَقُلْنَا لَهُمُ ادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا وَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ لَا تَعْدُوا فِي السَّبْتِ وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا.
I frightened them by rising the mountain over them in order to take a firm promise from them to practice what it contained, and we said to them, "Enter the gate of Jerusalem in prostration by bowing your heads." They entered dragging their buttocks. I also said to them, "Do not disobey me by fishing on the Saturday," but they rebelled and went against my command. I took a firm promise from them for this, but they broke their promise. Beneficial points. A person who is wronged may speak about the wrong and the person who wronged him to someone who can help him get his right, even if this means saying something the wrongdoer will not like. It is better for a person who is wronged to have patience instead of speaking about the wrong. The reward for this will be Allah's forgiveness. It is not permissible to make a distinction between the messengers by having faith in some and not others. Instead, it is necessary to accept all of them. The verses show the methods the Jews used to disbelieve the messengers by asking them for impossible things and by breaking the promise taken from them by the Lord of the worlds.
فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ وَكُفْرِهِمْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَقَتْلِهِمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ وَقَوْلِهِمْ قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ بَلْ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا بِكُفْرِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا.
I distanced them from my mercy because they broke the promise that was taken from them, disbelieved in Allah's words, boldly killed the prophets and said to Muhammad, "Peace be upon him, our hearts are covered, so we cannot understand what you say." That is not the case. Instead, Allah has sealed their hearts, so no good reaches them. They only have a little faith, which will not be of any use to them.
وَبِكُفْرِهِمْ وَقَوْلِهِمْ عَلَى مَرْيَمَ بُهْتَانًا عَظِيمًا.
And I distanced them from my mercy because they disbelieved and because they falsely accused Mary of fornication.
وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَكٍّ مِّنْهِ مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ الظَّنِّ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا.
I cursed them because they proudly but falsely said, "We killed the Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, the messenger of Allah." They did not kill him as they claimed, nor did they crucify him, but they killed and crucified the man whom Allah made to resemble Jesus. So they thought the person who was killed was Jesus. Those Jews who claimed to have killed him and those Christians who surrendered him over to them are in doubt and confusion regarding the matter. They have no knowledge, but make guesses that are of no worth against the truth. Truly, they did not kill Jesus nor crucify him.
بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا.
Instead, Allah saved Jesus from their plot and raised him in body and spirit to himself. Allah is mighty in his dominion, and nothing can overpower him. He is wise in his planning, decisions, and laws.
وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا.
There is not one of the people of the scripture except that they will believe in Jesus, peace be upon him, before his death, after he descends towards the end of time. On the day of judgment, Jesus, peace be upon him, will bear witness against their actions, whether agreeing with the sacred law or not.
فَبِظُلْمٍ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ طَيِّبَاتٍ أُحِلَّتْ لَهُمْ وَبِصَدِّهِمْ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا.
Because of the wrongdoings of the Jews, I prohibited them from some of the pure, edible things that used to be permitted for them, such as any hoofed animal and the fat in cows and sheep. This was also because they blocked themselves and others from Allah's path, such that obstructing from good became a feature of theirs.
وَأَخْذِهِمُ الرِّبَا وَقَدْ نُهُوا عَنْهُ وَأَكْلِهِمْ أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ مِنْهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا.
And because of their dealing in usury after Allah had prohibited them from consuming it, and because of their taking the wealth of people without any legitimate right, I have prepared for those of them who disbelieve a punishment causing pain. After mentioning the shortcomings of the people of the scripture, Allah speaks of those of them who are righteous and says,
لكن الراسخون في العلم منهم والمؤمنون يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك والمقيمين الصلاة والمؤتون الزكاة والمؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر أولئك سنؤتيهم أجرا عظيما.
But those Jews who are firm and well grounded in knowledge and have faith, believe in the Quran that Allah has revealed to you, O Messenger, as they believe in the books that he revealed to the messengers before you, such as the Torah and the Gospel. They also establish the prayer, give zakat of their wealth, accept Allah as the only one worthy of worship without any partner, and believe in the day of judgment. Allah will give a great reward to those who have these qualities. Beneficial points. The Jews were cursed and distanced from Allah's mercy due to their breaking the laws, disbelieving and killing prophets. When hearts are sealed, they are deprived of understanding. The verses show the hatred the Jews had for the Prophet of Allah, Jesus, peace be upon him, to the extent that they attempt to kill him. Allah declared the Jews to be false in their claim of having killed the Messiah. And he clarified that the person who was killed was only a man who had been made to resemble the Messiah. The verses explain the ignorance and confusion of the Christians with respect to the issue of the crucifixion and their false assumptions in that regard. The verses show the excellence of knowledge, as the firm knowledge of some of the people of the scripture led them to have in faith in the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him.